It is a place in downtown Fresno where Christ leads, where people care, and where lives are changed. That place, the Evangel Home of Fresno, ministering to women and children in crisis since 1955. And this is the radio voice of the Evangel Home. Welcome to Heartline. Your host here on Heartline is Jim Tuck, this guy right here.
Well, thank you as always, Ken Adams. I don't know how you do it, man. I appreciate it. Ken puts our conversations together and packages it with music and his announcements, and all of a sudden we have Heartline. And we leave Jerry's office with a recording. The next thing we know, it's a radio program. So thank you, brother. Jerry, we are in your office, as usual. Jerry Brenneman, director of all things Evangel Home. And as we have mentioned, as we sit here before we turn the machine on talking with Brittany, we have basically the poster child for Evangel Home to...
She might ask for a raise after today.
But when you talk about what Evangel Home does and what the goals are and the purposes here, this Brittany has been that person. Comes here in utter crisis, helpless, and has made a lot of good decisions, allowed God to transform her, and becoming really the person that Evangel Home would like to put forth and say, here's what happens here. So introduce Brittany. We're going to review her background again and then talk about the process with her, that the transition in her life over the time she's been here.
Brittany came to us 2012, correct? September kind of 2012. And I remember that because we were preparing for the banquet. Mm. And so my first memory of Brittany is when we were making those signs, you know, on one side, what you went... One side, who you were, the other side, who you are now. So here comes this, I can call you a child because you are, what, how old are you?
24.
Oh, she's 24. I can't call her a kid anymore.
Oh, yeah, you can.
I can go, anyway. So she just comes in, she sits down, and no questions asked. No, she just started doing it. And I remember from her very lettering on that sign that she was very creative. They weren't just that image, and there's a little flash to her that anyone who knows her knows that. You know, she dresses a little different. She's got her own style, which I love at 24, and I think she's confident enough to wear that style. So that was my first memory of her, was in that in the sign making class, and then she was in the garden as an alternative to jail. I'll let her explain what that was all about. But watching her grow through that program and think. The maturity that she was able to show, not that she knows a lot more than other people, not that she behaves a lot better than other people, but Brittany always took responsibility for herself. I never heard her blame another person for things. There were things she didn't understand. I remember there were some issues even with some of the staff that Brittany didn't understand. None of it caused her to run. None of it caused her to tear down other people. I think sometimes it took her deeper into herself, finding her relationship with God and here. And if this is a place of God, then why is this person acting like that? Brittany's the kind of person that I think we would listen to with those sort of questions because the way she comes at life. Again, never knocking other people, never pointing a finger at other people. And I think that's an amazing trait to have. I think she'll keep it forever. So she graduated. She went into the Community Connection Program and got trained to answer phones here for a while. But then she began to think about going to school. And I want her to pick up that part of the piece because it's just, again, it's so fun to see that kind of fun and energy in somebody that, I'm really on a new life now.
I love arriving here weekly or as often as I'm here and I nearly always see Brittany here and it's just my eyes pop open, the biggest smile, so that's great. Brittany, let's give our listeners some background. Tell about your upbringing and your circumstances, maybe poor decisions, I don't remember, and then how you came to be in jail in need of a program.
I grew up in Southern California and partying, if you will, drinking and recreationally using drugs was just part of my background. It was fun at the time. I thought it made me more like the person that I thought that I wanted to be. And I moved to Fresno in 2010 when I was 20 years old. It was very difficult for me to make friends. And the first person that I met was a highly functioning addict. He introduced me to prescription painkillers, and my use of those radically transformed my life. For 14 months, I was just living very empty, miserable, difficult existence, and I found myself in jail in the summer of 2012. The night of my arrest, I completely see the hand of God over it, because I didn't necessarily do anything illegal. But I messed up very poorly in the eyes of the law, and I know that that was God's doing, because I was kept in jail for 2 months, which was long enough for me to my mind to begin to come back, my sanity to be restored, and for me to just wonder, like, what I'd been doing. And I grew up going to church. My mother became a Christian when I was 8 years old, so I knew the truth. And I've gone back and read journals that I wrote when I was strung out on drugs, and I was crying out to God. I knew what I was supposed to do to get over this, but I just wasn't ready, I guess, to just completely surrender. I thought that living a Christian life would be boring, and I wanted to have fun and have this exciting life. And while I was awaiting sentencing in jail, I started to look for programs. An alternative sentence wasn't on the table yet. I thought that I would serve my time in jail and then get, when I was released, I wanted to go to a program. I thought it was something that I needed to do. At first, I thought that programs like this were for people not like me, or people worse off than I was and who did crazier stuff to maintain their lifestyle. But over time, I realized that I was like those people, and that I had been rescued from a lifestyle that I didn't want anymore.
So the garden program is 9 months long. How soon did the transformation begin to take place?
I believe that my transformation began while I was still in jail. Hmm. My mother sent me a Celebrate Recovery Bible while I was in there, and I was reading daily, almost all day, and writing letters to God in a journal. Mm. And when I came to the garden, it was so wonderful. God knew exactly what I needed. When I first arrived, the women who were in the program were serious about their walks with the Lord. They were serious about their recovery, and that was what I needed at that time. And this was just such a safe place for me to be surrounded by other people who love Jesus, and to start to explore more about myself and who I was and what had led to the drug abuse.
Was there one or two classes that were especially effective or meaningful to you?
Our substance abuse class and the boundaries class. And in our substance abuse class, we work the 12 steps, if you're familiar with 12-step recovery, and a lot of the literature and step work involved with that helped me discover a lot about myself.
So you graduated, you hung in there, you did the work, you persevered, committed yourself to change, and got on through. And now, are you in the Community Connection, or have you processed that already too?
I am currently living in Community Connection. In a studio.
Okay. Working?
Not yet. I have just been accepted to California Christian College for the spring semester, and there's a very strong possibility that I will be able to get a job on campus in the next couple of weeks.
How exciting is that? Now, let's see. Here we got a couple of minutes. Jerry.
Oh, no, what?
I'm sorry. I thought you were getting ready to say something. At any rate, one of the things I like to do, and I may have had you do this in the past, but let's assume that that God has brought somebody to the radio whose life is where yours was. Brittany, what do you tell that woman who's got in her own mind no place to go, or maybe she doesn't even realize she needs help?
Help is necessary. I really believed that I could handle this problem on my own. But especially coming to Evangel Home and the garden program, I realize now that the lasting recovery would not have been possible without, first of all, Jesus, but also with just support and help. And to just, if your life is right there where you feel helpless, just begin, just in, when you have the tiniest urge or moment of clarity, just begin to look for somewhere that might be able to help you.
Okay, and we'll give you a phone number right now, 559-264-4714. Jerry, let's talk very briefly about what you've seen in transition in Brittany's life, and then I've got another subject I want to bring up, so don't talk long.
Okay. One of the things I do see in Brittany is she's kind of everybody's child because of her youth. You look at Brittany and you think, I could have a child that age. I could have done everything right. You know, it sounds like she started out okay. But those influences come along, and if you give in to them, it might take you a long time to get out of it. And so I think what I see so much in Brittany is that how vulnerable we all are at any time to making the wrong choice.
There but for the grace of God, and that is so true. My listening friend, I just want to, we're delighted to have Brittany in here because we wanted to point out your prayers and your contributions to what goes on here makes this place available for women like Brittany. Who knows how many ripples are being generated and will continue to be generated as she gets into school and in the workplace and probably a marriage and a family and becomes a productive member of society. And this Evangel Home is the opportunity that God chose to make that difference in her life. And it only continues, friends, as you pray and you give financially, supplies. But right now, if you heard the program last week, we're asking for some financial help. We don't do that if there isn't a need. We try to honor not being crying wolf, but the fact of the matter is now is the time we do need some help. Jerry, 30 seconds. Immediate needs at the home beyond finances and prayer. Paper goods.
I was going to say, have you been in the basement lately, Brittany? Have you looked at the shelves? I don't know. I haven't been in the basement. We always need paper goods.
Yeah.
That's always a safe one.
Okay, paper goods.
Paper goods.
Napkins, paper towels, toilet paper. That's a safe way to help us out here. And if you're interested in knowing more, call us. Ask somebody. Call the last answer at the office.
Valentine's Day is coming up, and we have Heart Sisters every year and need little gifts for the women.
Okay, call the home and ask more about it. 264-4714. Ken, it's your turn. Thanks, my listening friend. We so appreciate you and look forward to our next adventure here we call Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
The Evangel Home of Fresno reached him by phone in the 559 area code 264-4714. Round the clock from anywhere on the face of the earth with an internet connection, find the Evangel Home at evangelhome.org. And join us again next time, same station. For the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno, Heartline.